Pressure is something that everyone will end up experiencing in their life, whether we like it or not. Next year, I'll be experiencing a lot of pressure, just like Ben. At the end of the summer, I'll be leaving for college. Going off to college will be very exciting. I'll be playing basketball a lot and will have a lot more freedom than what I have now. These past couple months, I've realized that going off to college is not going to be just all fun and games. I'll be meeting a lot of new people and creating relationships with them, taking more challenging classes, and having a busy basketball schedule. These obstacles would not be as hard if it wasn't for the fact that I will have to figure out a lot of these on my own. Leaving the nest for the first time will be intimidating. I've always had two parents to ask any questions I've had, even though I'm only going 3 hours away and they are both just a phone call away. Going off to college will be a great way to figure out a lot of stuff on my own. At times it will be scary, but I know God does not put any obstacles in our lives that we cannot handle. Sometimes it takes pressure in our lives to really learn some valuable lessons. Dealing with a busy schedule and cognitively demanding classes all on my own will be difficult at first, but I will learn important skills like time management, which is something I tend to struggle with. My parents have always told me that college is a great way of transitioning into adulthood. You have more freedom than you have experienced before, but you still have people to reach out to for help. Preparing for pressure is important as well. I know I'll have to handle pressure once I go off to college, as well as later on in life. And if I am aware of this happening, it'll be much easier to handle. I have taken college-level classes at my high school and have done tasks like doing my own laundry in order to prepare for college. To prepare for life, I have to know how to support myself financially as well as paying bills and fixing basic things like cars and home appliances. Knowing that God will be with you throughout your obstacles is a comforting feeling and makes facing these times of pressure much easier. Praying for strength and guidance is another way to prepare for times of pressure. God does a great job of putting pressure in our lives to teach us lessons that we can learn from and grow as a person. I relate this to how a diamond is formed. Everyone loves diamonds for their beauty and value. What people usually don't think about is how the diamond comes to be. It starts out with cheap, ordinary coal that experiences a ton of pressure and heats up to form a diamond. Without all the pressure and heat, the diamond never would have been formed and would have been a piece of coal. Sometimes life may seem rough and the pressure may seem like too much, but it is important to realize that God is putting you through this to grow and become a better person. It is sometimes hard to look at the big picture and remember that everything happens for a reason. Now, I didn't realize this until afterwards, but apparently Ben and I picked the same Bible verse. So James 1, verses 3-4, helps explain why we need the pressure in our lives. It says, "You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. God always has a plan for you, and if he puts pressure in your life, just face it with an open mind and heart, and grow to become a better person. He will never put you through anything you cannot handle."